السلام عليك يا ماما أبا
When we go through this book, we find that Mr. Azizullah Atarudi is trying to collect every sentence quoted regarding Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the books.
For example, if you want to read something about Imam Hussein, you don't know where to find it, which book you can find the information you are looking for. But Musnad stands for compiling everything which is related to Imam Hussein.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher you are listening to. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the month of Muharram. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziyainia. Sheikh Mahtavi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyainia, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Let me express my condolences on the occasion of martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam and his great companions.
Thank you very much. May all your azadaris, dear listeners, and your majalis be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. For today's discussion, we want to talk about an author who dedicated one of his most outstanding works to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He is no one but the late Azizullah Atarudi and his magnum opus or work, Musnad al-Imam al-Shahid Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Sheikh Ziyainia, let's start with you for this episode. What information can you give us about the late Azizullah Atarudi? He might not very much known in the English world and the English language, but books that he wrote in the Arabic language are famous, and the type of look that he had at Imam al-Hussein's movement is really outstanding. Talk a little bit about him for us.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The late figure Azizullah Atarudi was born in a village close to the city of Quchan in Iran. And from his very young age, he dedicated his time to his study.
That's right.
I mean, when he was 5 years old, he started his study. And first he was studying in his village and then moved to Quchan and then Mashhad.
That's right.
And after that, he moved to Najaf al-Ashraf. But because he was facing with some disease and he couldn't tolerate the weather of Najaf.
That's right. Especially during the summers, which is hot.
Yes.
That's right.
So he couldn't continue. He just stayed in Najaf something like a year or 2 years and then returned to Iran again.
That's right.
And he is one of the figures who dedicated his time, we mentioned fully dedicated his time, to revise the books of Shia school of thought.
That's right.
First of all, he started to work with marhum, the late Mr. Ali Akbar Ghaffari.
That's right.
That I believe he is again another figure that is unknown to us.
Yes.
But many of our books are published by his efforts.
Really? Okay.
So Mr. Atarudi started his work with Mr. Ghaffari.
That's right.
In publishing the book of Al-Kafi.
That's right.
He was correcting the errors in this book.
That's right.
And did a very prominent job. Then he started working by his own in some other fields.
You mean by correcting the errors is revising some parts?
Yes, yes, because Al-Kafi was published.
Okay.
But some errors were in the published version.
Yes.
So he was the figure who corrected these errors.
That's right. Okay.
But after that, he dedicated his time to be a figure as a codicologist. So he was revising some, manuscripts. And after being experienced in this field,
that's right,
he felt this necessity that he should, compile the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, each of them in a separate
volume
or separate complex.
That's all right.
So this is the story of the compiling Masanid al-A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam, that he had this tawfiq and chance to compile for each of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam an individual musnad.
Thank you very much. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, what more information do we have about the scholarly background of the late Azizullah Attaradi?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to add top of the information that my dear brothers mentioned, that he dedicated his life in order to publish Islamic books and revising all Islamic books that we had. It is very interesting that he made a kind of trip for 15 countries out of his pocket, not benefiting from the public money, not benefiting or being supported by any entity, but out of the curiosity that he had for Islamic corpus and refreshing and enhancing Islamic corpus that we had. He did such a travelings and trips. So for the first of all, he stayed in Mecca and Medina for a couple years. And after that, he went to different countries like India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, Egypt, and so forth that I mentioned more than 15 countries. Yeah.
Was this to collect the books, you mean? Or
to complete his works and get more information, because through the countries that he traveled to, we can see the name of the European countries. So what is the reason? Definitely the reason is the enriched library that we have, for example, in England or Italy or Germany.
That's right.
Because we know all of the libraries which are
the original manuscripts of some of the most outstanding authentic Islamic books are still kept over there. Okay.
Yes, since one of the main works that he was doing was to do a kind of comparative studies through different manuscripts in order to revise
very good.
The published work.
As Sheikh Ziyaniya also said, he was a codicologist.
Yeah, definitely.
In the true sense
of
the
word. In need of doing such comparative study for the original manuscripts available in different libraries all around the world.
That's right, very good.
So he had really dedicated his life in order to do a kind of favor for Muslim Ummah.
That's right.
That is something that I think we have to mention with respect to the personality of late Attaradi,
that's all right.
Standing all alone,
standing all alone
in Karbala, she sees burning tents,
sees burning tents,
and remembers Zahra. She remembers Zahra. Blaze alone, here I stand with no one left to embrace. Both my feet are being burnt by the sands, and fire scorches my face. Today, someone else's pain I understand.
Today, her steps are retraced.
Taken her place.
There's no high. I saw Fatima to burn. So they burnt all the tents of her children. On each one a scar. I remembered Zahra. I remembered.
When I heard Hussein to Abbas crying, "Brother, my back is broken." I remembered the sound of something breaking when Zahra's rib was taken. When I saw him from the river returning, looking pale and shaken, I remembered by Zahra he'd be wailing, "Oh mother, please awaken. Oh mother."
And you know, this has been the habit of most of the ulama. I've heard that Allama Amini also was traveling to different parts of the world, the Arab countries, also the Indian subcontinent, in order to look at the very manuscript of the works. And the, you know, the surprising news is that sometimes they could not provide a copy, but they were ready to write down the whole book with their own handwriting, okay? And this made, I think, the work very much greater. Azizullah already was one of them. Sheikh Ziyaini, let's get to the book, Musnad al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. What is Musnad exactly? Because this term Musnad might be understood as two different concepts, maybe, is it?
Yes, we have two different concepts of Musnad. The first one, that is the old one also, is a kind of book that is collecting all of ahadith regarding a narrator, and all of his ahadith and narrations are collected in a book.
That's right.
For example, we have Musnad al-Imam al-Hanbal. This is the first type of book. But the second type of Musnad is the book in which narrations are quoted, that these narrations are quoted from a single figure, but the narrator is not a person. Maybe many different narrators are mentioned in the book.
That's right.
But the author of this second type of Musnad is trying to compile every single words of the figure.
Okay.
The figure whom which the book is compiled for.
That's right.
Musnad al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is of the second type of Masanid.
Okay.
So when we go through this book, we find that Mr. Azizullah Taroudi is trying to collect every sentence quoted regarding Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam or from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in the books.
That's right.
And you know, this is really a hard work to be done.
Yeah, huge work, that's right.
Yes. And we must also have this in our consideration, that in our mind, that Mr. Azizullah Taroudi has done this great effort at the time that he didn't have any computer. So
yes,
one of the reasons that he had to travel so much was this issue, that they didn't have any internet.
That's right.
They didn't have any computer. So he had to travel,
yes,
to stay at some libraries.
Right.
For example, once he traveled to India and stayed there for 3 years.
Wow.
3 years is not, you know, something to be...
It is not a short stay in a village and enjoying the weather.
And it's really hard.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
It's really
hard. Okay.
So I want to mention this point, that Mr. Azizullah Taroudi is a very good example for this Farsi expression, that rahro onast ke aheste va peiveste ravad.
Very good.
The one who is going forward is the one that is going slowly, but continuously.
But continuously, that's right.
So he is a very, very good example for this expression.
That's right. And through this Musnad of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he collected all the narrations or sentences of Imam al-Husayn and the statements according to authentic resources, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ziyaniya.
You're welcome. Thank you
for your presence in the program. The teacher and Sheikh Mahdavi, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
May Allah help us to be among the faithful followers of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's teachings and his trainings. And may Allah bless the soul of the late Azizullah Taroudi. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Please accept again our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and the month of Muharram. Do not forget us in your du'as and supplications and azadaris. In the majalis and the takaya that you go during these days in the month of Muharram. You can visit our website for more information on this program and our previous episodes and download them for free at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, you can visit our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode and another dignitary and famous personality of Shia world, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Assalamu alaikum, Ya Abu Abdullah.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, Ya Aba Abdullah.
Oh,